Here we are again. It's time for some good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and that's what we're here to share. I also want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're what the ranchers read. They're unlike any other publication. Make note that they're the only weekly resource providing comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. Cattlemen's publication, no exception. So what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Is that who you are? Make sure you check it out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And you're invited to the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale, December 16th at the ranch east of Valentine. Now, if you can't make it, online bidding at DV Auction, okay? Check that out as well. Selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from reputation herds. So, get a hold of Tim Marlett or Rick Marlett. TK Angus, their sale is December 16th. What do we got today about Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, it's very close, so I think we need to focus a lot on it. So, I thought we'd do the 12 days of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay. On the first day, we give thanks for the fresh turkey feast and its hot trimmings.
On the second day of Thanksgiving, we bless the cold turkey sandwiches, sloshy cranberry sauce, and the hard rolls.
On the third day, we praise the turkey pie and vintage mixed vegetables.
Vintage vegetables. I like that. On the fourth day, we thank the pilgrims for not serving bison that first time, or we'd be celebrating Thanksgiving until April.
On the fifth day, we gobbled up cubed bird casserole and pray for a glimpse of naked turkey carcass.
On the sixth day, we show gratitude, sort of, to the creative cook who slings cashews at the turkey and calls it Oriental.
I like that. On the seventh day, we forgive our forefathers and pass the turkey nugget pizza.
On the eighth day of Thanksgiving, the word vegetarian keeps popping into our heads.
On the ninth day, we check our hair to make sure we're not beginning to sprout feathers.
And then we're on the 10th day of Thanksgiving. We hope that the wing meat kebabs catch fire under the broiler.
And the 11th day of Thanksgiving, we smile over the creamed gizzard because the thigh bones are in sight.
On the 12th day, we apologize for running out of turkey leftovers, and everybody says,
amen. Amen.
My cousin Pete attended Black Hills Normal back in the early years of what now is known Black Hills State University. An eccentric philosophy professor gave a one-question final exam after an entire semester dealing with a broad array of topics. The class was already seated and ready to go when the professor picked up his chair, plopped it on his desk, and wrote on the board, "Using everything we have learned this semester, prove that this chair does not exist." Fingers flew, erasers erased, notebooks were filled with furious fashion. Some students wrote over 30 pages in 1 hour attempting to refute the existence of the chair. Pete Larson, however, was up and finished in less than a minute. Weeks later, when the grades were posted, the rest of the group wondered how Pete could have gotten an A when he had barely written anything at all. They found Pete's answer consisted of just two words. What chair?
Very clever. Very clever.
If you don't acknowledge it, it doesn't exist, right?
There you go. Okay, Mike, I've got a new one for you.
What's that?
I've got a card trick.
On the radio?
Yep. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, pick a card, any card.
Okay, I have one.
All right, go ahead and flip it over and read it.
Oh, this side says, "May all your wrinkles be laugh lines." And this side says, "It's the four of diamonds. Some days the best part of my job is that the chair spins." Where did that come from?
These actually are called Trash Talk. They're by Annie, and Ty Gracie sent them in to us to use on the good stuff.
That's kind of cute.
They're a great deck of cards. For example, nothing says, I mean business, like using a shopping cart at the liquor store. You're the reason I get up in the morning. Just kidding. I have to go to the bathroom. We better wrap it up. The last one, five of diamonds. You are the parent. This is your circus, and those are your monkeys.
You have to manage the monkeys there. Well, since we are closing in on Thanksgiving, I've got some Thanksgiving jokes. How does Thanksgiving always end? With a G. My friends told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I couldn't quit cold turkey. One more. How are Thanksgiving and Halloween alike? They both have goblins. Get it? All right. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from The Good Stuff.